Welcome back to another episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about the food you eat and how it affects you mentally. But before we begin, let's get in some life updates. How are you making out?
Well, overall, doing okay. Been kind of going for my little walks and eating better and started like making meals at home a little bit and bringing lunches, like really stepping up my game.
The meal prep game.
But at the same time, I'm having like some pretty serious knee pain, and probably because of the activity, but well, probably really because of the lack of activity before the activity. And it's causing me some strife. How about you? What's new with you?
Well, let's see. I don't know if you've been following the Kendrick Drake diss battle. That's been fun. I've been very entertained on that.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the shooting outside Drake's house.
It had nothing to do with that.
It had nothing to do with that.
No, there's a whole other beef happening.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a whole other thing. And I don't want to get in trouble from Drake saying that I said something wrong or something.
Are you Team Drake or Team?
No, that's Kendrick all the way.
Okay,
all the way.
No idea.
What else? Oh, I did the beer mile. It's the prep to our 5K. I did that the other weekend. That was super fun.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So it started as I kind of knew it was happening. Kind of forgot it was happening. And then I ended up at Pickeroons at the same time as they were getting ready to start up.
Yeah.
And so I joined in the fun, and it was great. Some people tried to run, eventually everyone walked, but it was kind of a preempt to the 5K, where we walked from brewery to brewery around St. John, which was super fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. How many people turned out?
I want to say it was like 15 people, which is
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I mean that's 15 more people that are paying to drink during the day. Than don't usually.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I mean, except you.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then I also filmed it. I have a video up on my stuff at Maritime Brews, a video of it. And my sister called me out, said the drunker I got, the louder I got. So that's fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Because you wanted to test out your lapel mics, which we plan to use on the 5K.
That's right.
And I noticed when I saw this video that it does pick up some outside noise a little bit, not too bad, but it's, you know, it's not, no mic is going to not pick up some outside noise unless it's inside your mouth, and who wants that microphone? And then I could picture was during any video that we record on our 5K is me going
popping and popping. that was a thought.
Yeah, we'll have to like keep it to the interviews, and then we're like, okay, we're gonna have an interview moment.
Yes, and we'll sit down for like 5 minutes and wait, and then we'll.
yeah, exactly. I mean, we'll take breaks anyway. Trust me.
Yeah, well, you know, but yeah, I did that. That was pretty awesome. And then I have. The weekend that this comes out, I'm actually doing a recording at Wasted Day with the NB Beer Show guys. They're pretty cool. They do a lot of travel around New Brunswick, going to different breweries, filming and stuff. So I'm doing a little collab with them.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And you're doing that at Wasted Day?
Yeah, that'll be a Wasted Day on the 19th.
Next Saturday.
A Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, next Sunday. That's really cool, Isaiah.
So I'm super excited for that. So yeah. Summer's looking up.
Yeah, it's after we make it through you made it through the winter of Utah.
Yes, I made it through the winter of Utah. It's starting to look nice. Have you gotten to see the Northern Lights yet?
Well, I've seen them in the past, but I didn't see them last night like what everyone else did. Fun fact, we record early, but so this is Saturday morning as we're recording this, but I was scrolling through my Facebook and Instagram feeds today. So many beautiful photos. Yeah. What a show the old Aurora put on last night.
Oh my goodness. And it's supposed to continue again tonight and tomorrow night, I think.
Oh yeah. My sister and I are going to try to chase it tonight.
Yeah. I think that's same. Like we're going to try and figure out where we can go. We were trying to look. We think if we go closer to like just past Fredericton, it might be nice up that way.
Oh, you think you'll have to go that far?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be cloudy all this weekend along like the crest of it. So like there's up towards Gagetown area, it's supposed to be cloudy. And then up towards like Sussex, it's also supposed to be cloudy.
Oh.
Yeah. So you gotta go pretty far, I think, to there might be some clearing some spots, but you're gonna be.
So we're not gonna see it out back at Grand Bay like we were planning.
Probably not. Mm. You try.
Don't love that. And because, yeah, but we'll figure it out. Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, I'll never forget the first time I saw the Northern Lights. I was living in Fort St. John, where they're pretty common there, but I hadn't seen them yet. And I'd come close, and there'd been instances where somebody had texted me like, they're happening right now. And I'd run outside, and then they'd be gone. And then I'll never forget, I was driving with a friend, and he said, pull over right now. And I was like, okay. He's like, get out of the car. Cause he saw the very beginnings of them, and we got out and I started to cry. It was so beautiful and it was just so electric, and it's a weird feeling because you can almost hear them. I don't know if I can.
I've heard that before, is they have like a humming sound kind of.
Yeah. And what a stunning display, and so many New Brunswickers. You know what I started to think about is like the little kids who would have seen them last night who will literally remember that the rest of their lives. Oh, 100%.
And it goes like all the way down to like Alabama and like southern like states, which is rarely which is really cool. So that's super cool.
The other thing I think about with like things like the Northern Lights or the eclipse or anything that's that celestial is like, can you imagine being in an ancient society and having no science and not understanding what's happening, and then all of a sudden the sky lights up? It's like, what is happening? Is this the end times?
I mean, that's the basis of a lot of thinking, right? Like, just past thinking. So yeah, for sure. But let's get into our topic. Yeah. So I kind of prompted this topic because I read an article on CBC, specifically on ultra processed foods, and it talked a lot about how ultra processed foods are really made. To not made for us to eat. We're supposed to try and eat whole foods and things like that. And when they talk about ultra processed foods, they're talking about like especially fast foods, but anything that is super preserved and lasts a very long time. The one thing that really stuck out to me in the article is they were kind of talking about, although they say there's no scientific basis on the correlation, but there's a potential correlation of mental health and eating ultra processed foods. And the question being is ultra processed foods causing mental health, or is it eating ultra processed foods, which causes our body to get big, which causes our mental health, which is an interesting topic, I thought.
Yeah, it is an interesting topic. And so Isaiah had sent me this article, which I read when he sent it, and then I have completely forgot about until this morning when he's like, let's talk about this. And I was like, okay, sounds good. But I was thinking about that, about exactly what you just said, because as we learn growing up, correlation is never causation.
Right.
And you can very rarely imply causation with any kind of scientific study. But if you can find the correlation, it's not actually surprising that processed foods would be related to some mental health issues. But
for sure.
The rise of processed foods also is in line with the digitization of so many other things. Right. Like there's been like processed foods really started to explode 50s, 60s. And I like when you start thinking of like TV dinners and stuff, and people moved into that and grew further and further from that. So the more like fast food lifestyle, and I mean fast food as in the actual food, but also just fast paced two parent working households, that sort of thing, that could also be a factor in mental health.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the industrialization of processing food definitely causes a lot of that. And what does the industrialization of anything do, right?
Well, the industrialization, but also the digitization, like we spend a lot more time at home on our computers than we did, you know, 30, 40 years ago.
True. Yeah, true.
Just the same, like when I think of my own lifestyle, which is an admittedly busy one, and I don't spend a lot of time eating at home. I know that I feel better when I do take that time, even if it's not even the healthiest choices, even if it's just like macaroni and tomatoes or something, or meat and potatoes or
yeah
and vegetables or whatever, like even if it's not you know, I'm going to eat a salad and I'm going to do this plan and try to lose 40 pounds or whatever it is, even if it's just like normal food that I've cooked myself, I feel better than when I'm eating out all the time, which is much higher instance of being processed.
Yeah, I definitely. I get that. There was another part in the article that talked about ultra processed foods, and not to equate it to alcoholism, but it did talk about it a little bit, as the ultra processed foods are almost made for you to enjoy and want to eat more of.
Right. Well, think about how food is processed. It's either processed with salt or sugar.
When sugar is just like, yeah, a drug in itself.
Yeah.
So eating processed foods makes you want to eat more of, is almost designed or theoretically designed to make you want to eat more of that food.
Yeah, I can see that.
And so instead of a whole food, which is made purely for life sustaining, it doesn't always contain that extra sugar, whatever, to make you want to have more of it.
You know what the best example of this is, in my opinion, is you look at something as simple as like the potato.
Yeah.
You want to feel full, bake a potato. And you know what? You can bake a potato in the microwave.
Yeah.
And you know, you can even put butter on that baked potato and salt and pepper and dress it up how you like. And if you're still hungry after eating that baked potato, guess what? You could probably bake another potato.
True.
But and be absolutely stuffed. But when you are eating a French fry or French fries and you eat the large McDonald's, you're like, I could probably eat another one.
Right.
And you eat another one. And then you can just keep eating it because of the way it's designed. But you're eating significantly more salt. Then even if you put salt and butter on it,
right,
you have so much more salt.
Oh, so much more.
Because of the way it's processed. And
frying it and all the fats and stuff.
And you're less full.
Yeah.
And so that's, and then yeah, the mental health aspect of it on it is that, wow, do I feel bad about myself because I ate deep fried food? Probably.
Yeah.
Plus, if there is any kind of correlation between how food is processed and mental health, like you said, it's tasty. Nothing quite like a McDonald's French fry.
Right.
I keep saying it as a singular thing, as if anybody has ever had one McDonald's French fry.
Let me just have one. It's like, yeah, that's that potato chip.
Lays, but you can't eat just one.
Yeah.
Because that's how we eat it.
Right?
Well, and that's the other thing, is eat an entire bag of chips.
Like, yeah.
And don't bat an eyelash. You get full and you feel gross. But if you're watching a TV show, it's like not an intentional thing. You zone out.
Yeah.
Just mow down. Whereas if you're eating, I'll go back to the old baked potato example, because it's all the same food. You have to be intentional in that. You need a fork and you need a plate,
yeah,
and you need to consider that you're eating this thing.
I think part of that is the speed of it, right? Being able to like go to McDonald's and just drive, go through the drive through and pick it up and not have to think about it versus, or even, just opening a bag of chips and not having to think about it versus, oh, I've got to get this potato out, I've got to do all this stuff, and after I've got to clean all this stuff. I think that's also a factor. And I think that goes into the mental health of it too, is that you thinking about it, especially for if you're already in a semi-depressive state, thinking about all the extra stuff you need to do to cook.
Right.
Is can be exhausting and draining.
It absolutely can be. And that's why I kind of threw in the fact that you can microwave a baked potato, because I will do anything to avoid the work in the kitchen or whatever. Cause like I said, I've been having knee pain and a little bit of back pain. Thought of standing there and looking at my already big pile of dishes that I haven't done yet, which I mean, I have to do first and then do this other thing, when I could just go through a big drive through and not worry about any of it and throw the whole thing in the garbage again, which is a whole other kettle of fish that we shouldn't be doing. But it's a lot easier to do that than it is to try to prepare a meal.
100%. And then you're a single person and it's just me and Andrea.
Yeah.
I can only imagine throw like Nigel and Melissa into it when you have three other mouths you have to feed, like,
well,
and then always on the go. Kids are always on the go, so I can only imagine like the time and effort it would take to have children and try and do that as well, it definitely would take a lot. Like
a lot for sure. Although the caveat when you have kids and those extra mouths to feed is that the cost benefit analysis becomes, if you're not cooking at home and eating out for just me,
right,
you can probably weigh that with relative equal scales. Not perfect, like the eating out still would cost more, but with the price of groceries nowadays and you think of the waste that is if you're trying to buy fresh produce and they don't stay on top of it or whatever.
Yeah.
I can probably justify certain degrees of eating out that way. And even with you and Andrea, probably the same thing.
Yeah, a little bit.
But more. When you're feeding three other kids on top of that, well, then it's a heck of a lot easier to.
Right.
To and cheaper to make meals.
It can be, than eating out, but then when you're going to buy meals, looking at processed foods versus whole foods at that same time is a lot different, right?
Oh, for sure. Like, it's pretty easy to put a box Kraft dinner together.
Right. Or buy that roasted chicken at Costco for $7.
Well, and there's not really much wrong with that.
There's some wrong. There's a little bit more additives to those roasted chickens.
Are there?
Yeah, rather than cooking at home.
But those chickens, like the ones, I don't know about the Costco ones, but the Superstore ones, they're pretty good. And they're not, I don't think they're that.
They're definitely more healthy than going to like a KFC and stuff. But yeah.
There's probably more salt in them, but yeah. they still just roast a chicken.
Yeah, I mean, I've read some stuff, but I don't know. But I think... Yeah, I think back, it makes me think back to like my grandmother who lived through the Depression, and God forbid we're getting close to that at this point, that she always, for most of my life, I remember, she always just made a pot of meat and potatoes, a stew of meat and potatoes, and that's what you had Monday to Sunday or whatever, Monday to Saturday, because Sunday was... the special day, and it was just you either had it in a stew or you took the potatoes and the meat out and had it separate, but that was that's what she had, and like that's like Depression era food. But like at the same time, if you're trying to feed multiple people over time, that's also something that people do, right?
Oh yeah, my mom talks about growing up, there were seven kids in her family, and how like, and they had a meal and dessert with every meal.
That's crazy.
And there was a minimum two pies that they baked just to feed their family at supper time.
Wow.
Which they did sometimes. They did it frequently, but imagine like.
Yeah, that's a lot.
This is nine people.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I've been thinking back to that a lot lately of the meat and potatoes. And I'm like, I'm not a huge like stew or soup person, but it might make life easier just to make a giant pot of stew and keep reheating it through the week.
Well, you know what I did this week, and part of the reason I was able to like bring lunches and do all that is because when I went grocery shopping, and by grocery shopping I mean my parents are away, and I went to their fridge and their freezer, and I made myself a roast.
Yeah,
last Sunday morning. And what a godsend. It was medium-sized roast or so, and I was able to make sandwiches. I had meat. I had a meal of, like, roast, and actually, I made, like, a goulash kind of thing with the roast beef and macaroni, and I made, like, was able to insert protein into various parts of my day, and, like, and by the end of it, I was like, okay, this roast can be gone now. But it was delicious, and it was easy. And like once it was done, I just had this hunk of meat to pick off all week.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's one thing about buying bulk meat is you can cook it all at once.
Yeah.
And then just break it up and freeze it.
I could have frozen it, but I just ate it all.
I mean, I just harped on roasted chickens, but I go to Costco and pay the $7 for a roasted chicken.
Yeah, and that's better. That's still better than
fast food.
But even better than other things that you can buy at the grocery store. Yeah, like
it's better than the breaded box stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's definitely better than that, too. And I just, we buy it at Costco for like $7, and I just break it all apart and put it in baggies and throw it in the freezer.
Right.
I'm doing my rice and chicken thing
every day.
Every day for lunch.
That's good. For me, it was such a, well, we're talking about how it affects your mental health. It made me feel so good that I have this packed lunch to be able to bring to work every day. And like, I've accomplished something, because so much for me is that I just feel like a failure when I'm not doing the things that I feel like I should be doing, which is such a silly exercise. But, and we'll talk about more of that stuff in the next episode. But when I am proactive and I do have a lunch ready to go, and I can feel like, A, I'm an adult, I can feed myself.
Right.
And B, I'm not eating as much like crap as I do when I like rely on the little store in the building that I go to, which is like a really nice guy who runs the store. But
at the same time, it's you're always going there, and it
is expensive.
Yeah.
Like it's a $20 a day habit.
Right. And then you are still eating processed stuff.
Right. Although I generally buy a salad, and
that's not too bad
when he has one, but then also a salad, and I need something for protein, so a piece of cheese, so that's processed, and then it's like, oh, maybe I'll have a bag of chips, and
but like, so I guess the real question at the end of the day is there definitely a mental health thing to processed food, but especially when we talk ultra processed foods, but is, like the article was questioning, is it the chicken before the egg kind of situation, right?
And
which one causes which? Is it the ultra foods that causes you mental depression and anxiety, which causes you to eat more, which causes more mental depression that, or is it the other way, which is mental depression causes you to eat and eating makes you feel good for a time, and then
like any drug,
right? And then that, but the more weight you put on, the more mentally depressed you can become, and anxiety. So,
or is it our overall lifestyle that's caused the rise of processed foods, that's caused us, that is causing the mental health crisis, which is happening throughout our world? Is that an overarching thing, a possibility as well? And gosh, we're just a couple of podcasters.
Heck yeah.
We don't know.
We just sit here and ramble.
Yeah.
But I think, I know, at the end of the day, I think it's up to us to figure out what each individual need is, really. I think that's the thing.
And my mom and her father have always said everything is okay in moderation.
Yeah.
And nothing is okay when you take it to an extreme. You drink water. Water is necessary. You should be drinking 8 glasses a day, all that stuff. But if you overdo it on water, you literally could drown.
Yeah.
From the inside out. And so that's not good. Eat a carrot. It's a delicious vegetable. But you eat too many carrots, you turn orange.
Well, yeah, it goes back to what Mike kind of said back on, I don't know, podcast episode like
back 40 in January.
Something. Where, you know, we're on episode 62.
It's crazy.
I know, right? But he said, like, even losing weight, if you are constantly losing weight, you are killing yourself, because that your body needs some sort of weight to survive.
Yeah, and your body perceives it as killing, because his point is ultimately losing weight is a fatal event. Eventually. Even though not losing weight
is also a fatal event. Catch 22.
Yeah, but your body perceives it as a fatal event. So as your body starts working against you when you start like actively losing weight too quickly.
Right. So it's interesting. I think that this is a good spot to leave it for this one. If you have comments, let us know what you think about it. I definitely want to hear that in the comments section.
And maybe post. Oh no, never mind. Just kidding. Or
I can put the CBC article in the description. YouTube. Yeah. Yeah. But where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on Facebook at Caitlin Dean. Kate and Isaiah Living Large on Facebook. Kate D on Instagram. Other places, Fat Caitlin on TikTok. And about that. Oh, the Caitlin Dean on X. What about you?
I am at Maritime Brews on all of the social medias, starting to come out with some new stuff, which is exciting. Don't forget, you can find us on TikTok, although I was kind of slack this week. I only post like one or two. You can also donate to us at our buy us a coffee or buy me a coffee. We're working towards a new camera, which is the next big purchase. You can also like, share, and subscribe if you are looking on YouTube, and click that notification button to let you know when our next episode is. But until next week,
bye.